I'm going to correct two myths because they're my two favorite myths. And I'll pick on one and the one that you brought up first, which is I see a lot of comments out there saying that in UConn, T-SQL is going away, that everybody needs to learn .NET to leverage UConn. Not the case. We've made more investments in the T-SQL language in the UConn release than I can remember, certainly since the 7.0 timeframe, and maybe even more than that. There's a case where T-SQL is absolutely the best language to use to do data operations. Set-based, working on millions of rows, it's always going to be the best solution. There are other cases where using C#, Phoebe.NET, leveraging the frameworks is the best solution. Highly computational intensive things, things that involve lots of integers, manipulating strings, encryption, all those are things which are done much better via the framework's APIs and trying to do those things in T-SQL. So T-SQL is not dead, it's not going away, we continue to invest in it, we've invested in it more this release than in a very long time, and we'll continue to invest in it. So that's the myth number one. Myth number two is the scalability one, which is actually a great one. There's a benchmark that exists out there in the industry called TPCC. And it's been used throughout the industry as a kind of stick to say who's scalable and who's not. With the launch of SQL Server 2000 and Windows Server 2000, we took the world record for what's called scale out, which is where you use multiple nodes to solve a series of queries. And I actually have a little plaque there behind you, which shows the number that we achieved. There's a little plaque next to the SQL Server box. It's hidden behind some paper. That's the thing, yep, that we had. We broke a record there with performance for SQL Server 2000. That took the top score. Over the last 3 or 4 years, Microsoft, Oracle, IBM have battled around that record, both the scale-up number and also the scale-out number. And in fact, SQL Server 2000 64-bit took the single box record with the launch of Windows Server 2003. 64-bit edition of SQL Server had the fastest number. Now, it's not the fastest number today, but it will be again in the future. The key thing is that if you look at the highest extremes of the enterprise, if you look at the benchmarks which exist, we have some of the largest SAP numbers from their SAP benchmarks. We're in the top tier for the TPCC benchmark. Whoever's number one will flip-flop depending on who's spending engineering time, who's running on the latest hardware on a given day or month. We have customers running huge applications. We have multiple terabyte systems where customers have no involvement from Microsoft. They're designing 3 or 4 terabyte systems themselves. They're just working. We have customers running SAP systems in excess of a terabyte. We have data warehouses reaching the 10 terabyte region. If that doesn't show that SQL Server is truly a scalable enterprise platform, then I don't know, we'll have to find some new metrics for the UConn release to show that it is.